Fire officials in Texas spent today watching for new trouble and worrying about the wind. High winds on Sunday drove two fires that eventually blackened more than 800,000 acres. But firefighters held their own today, helped by cooler temperatures and higher humidity. NPR's Jeff Brady spent the day driving through those burned areas. He begins his report just north of McLean, Texas.
I'm standing in a field, or what was a field, along Highway 273 and looking at a very sad sight, even sadder than the five dead, bloated cows I saw lying along the road a few miles back. There's about two dozen cattle here. They're just standing around. Every once in a while, one of the cows will dip down her head looking for a little bit of grass, but there is none. This area was completely burned over. It looks like a brown, sandy desert for miles. Ranchers from outside the region have started donating cattle feed to farmers in the panhandle. Northwest of McLean is another small town called Borger. It was spared from the large fire named after it. But about 6 miles to the east, a few houses and oil wells sit charred. In Kenny Hubbard's neighborhood, two homes burned to the ground. Aside from a smoke-smudged window, though, Hubbard's house was largely untouched.
We did good here. We was blessed.
No one is cleaning up the mess at the burned houses yet. It's too miserable outside. The wind is blowing and kicking up sand. Sometimes it looks like you're in the middle of a sandstorm.
It is sandy soil, but there was usually some grass.
And that grass is pretty good at holding the sand down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But without that grass...
You can see it. We're in the dust bowl days right now.
Hubbard looks south where the wind is coming from. He says it felt like this last Sunday, just before the fires started coming his way. A few miles away, just about all the ground in sight is still blackened. A truck with special equipment on the back is drilling holes and installing new utility poles. Around the panhandle, an estimated 250 power poles burned. That left entire towns without electricity. These poles used to run the oil wells that dot the field. Billy Davis works for the company that maintains the wells for their owners.
They lose out a lot of money per day if they don't have them running. So it's like our main priority to get them going and get them back up.
Do you know about how many you have to fix?
Well, on this location here, we've got about 10 wells to fix, about 15 poles to put up, and in the next location we're about to go to, they got 100 poles down.
Davis says it'll be weeks and maybe even months before his crew catches up with all the work that needs to be done. Texas Governor Rick Perry plans to tour landscapes like this tomorrow. He's deployed more state resources, such as National Guard helicopters, to help fight fires. The governor's office says since the day after Christmas, 3.7 million acres of land have burned in Texas. That's 2% of all the land in the state. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Borger, Texas.